Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons, Text Number 43. Yatanalo darushu bina ijate. Yatanilo deha gala pritakstita. Yatanabak sarva gatam nasajite. Tatapaman sarva gunashraya paraha. Yata, just as anala, the fire, darushu, in wood, bina, separate, ijite, is perceived, yata, just as anila, the air, dehagataha, within the body, pritak, separate, stitaha, situated, yata, just as navaha, the sky, sarvagatam, all-pervading, na, not, sajite, mixed, yata, similarly, puman, the living entity, sarvaguna ashraya. Although now the shelter of the modes of material nature, paraha, transcendental to material contamination. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As fire, although situated in wood, is perceived to be different from the wood, as air, although situated within the mouth and nostrils, is perceived to be separate, and as the sky, although all-pervading, never mixes with anything, so the living entity, although now engaged and caged within the material body, of which it is a source, is separate from it. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has explained that the material energy and spiritual energy both emanate from Him. Material energy is described as me bina prakritir ashtada, the eight separated energies of the Lord. But although the eight gross and subtle material energies, namely earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, are stated to be bina, separate from the Lord, actually they are not. As fire appears separate from wood, and as the air flowing within through the nostrils and mouth of the body appears separate from the body, so the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears separate from the living being, but is actually separate and not separate simultaneously. This is the philosophy of Chintya Veda Veda Tattva, propounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the reactions of karma, the living being appears separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but actually, he is very intimately related with the Lord. Consequently, although we are not now seen neglected by the Lord, he is actually always alert to our activities. Under all circumstances, therefore, we should simply depend on the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus revive our intimate relationship with Him. We must depend upon the authority and control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As fire, though situated in wood, is perceived to be different from the wood, as air, although situated within the mouth and nostrils, is perceived to be separate, and as the sky, although all-pervading, never mixes with anything, so the living entity, although now engaged within the material body, of which it is the source, is separate from it. there's some explanation of simultaneously one but different. That the living entity is completely dependent upon Krishna, as it says, just like clouds. The cloud can't by itself move, it's moved by the air. So the air can move the cloud in one direction, or it can move it in some other direction. So Paramatma can either send us to the spiritual world, or he can send us to hell. But everything depends upon his moving us. Now where he moves us depends upon us, that there's a relationship. If we want to become obedient to Krishna, then he moves us to some auspicious place where we can become more conscious of him. And if we want to forget him, we want to separate ourselves from him, imagine that we're independent, then he moves us to a place where we can stop thinking about him. Human beings have a disadvantage if they want to be demons, is that someone may come along and try to sell them a book and remind them of what they're trying to forget. Therefore, it's much more convenient to be in the animal species of life for a demon, because there's no way anyone's going to remind them about Krishna. Even if someone is nearby is chanting, they can just run away or growl or do something. The whole material existence is simply an attempt to find out how we can enjoy, how we can control, how we can be the center of attention without Krishna. Unfortunately for the soul, it doesn't prove very fruitful, although he may imagine he's making progress, but actually the progress, whatever progress there is often a further impediment for actually making real progress. And what seems to be a problem is actually often an impetus to actually making real progress. So therefore it says, the dharmam dharma iti ya manyate tamasavritaha sarvatam viparitam cha buddhi saparta tamasi. In the mode of ignorance, people believe what's to be done, that's the thing that they're not supposed to do. And what they're not supposed to do, that's the only thing they want to do. And therefore they always strive in the wrong direction. For instance, the Pandavas, they were intimate friends of Krishna, and yet they faced more and greater problems than anyone can imagine. Even Kunti prays, Vishan Mahagne, Mahagne Purushara Darshanam Asat Asabha Vanavana Krishita Rideyam Ridey Neka Maharatastraso Dranyastrasastastmat Varevi Virakshitaha. That from the very beginning of their lives, they were simply put into great difficulty. Beginning with Bhima, Vishan. That Bhima didn't have a very close relationship with Duryodhana and many of his brothers. They were very envious of each other. And Bhima was quite playful. Sometimes the 100 sons of Dhritarashtra would climb into a tree, and Bhima, out of his playfulness, would shake the tree, and all the brothers would fall out, and some of them would break their arms and legs. Somehow or another, that was not appreciated by Duryodhana and his brothers. Matter of fact, they were quite disturbed with Bhima. And they also had plans in the future to take over the kingdom, and Bhima was very strong, and he might be an impediment. So one day they decided to kill him. So they got Kalakuta poison in concentration, and they put it into a birthday cake, into a cake. And Bhima was Rikodara, he wolf belly. He never refused prasad. a matter of fact, sometimes he took things which were in Purushad, and therefore, and sometimes he broke a codicil, and therefore he had to follow Bhima codicil. One day out of the year he'd fast to make up for all the other times that he didn't. In any case, they invited him for the cake, and it was a very beautiful cake, and they offered to him, and he said, well, maybe I should share it. No, no, you look quite hungry. We just ate, but we want to make you happy, so please eat the cake. So Bhima ate the whole cake, as was his custom. And he said, I feel a little tired. And he says, that's normal after eating. Most people feel tired. Maybe you should take a little rest. So he took a little rest. And he was out unconscious due to the Kalakuta poison. And Duryodhana and his other brothers, most of them were quite happy. With great endeavor, they picked up Bhima and they brought him to a lake full of poisonous snakes and threw him in. Swaha, and they threw. And all the snakes came up and they bit Bhima, all the poisonous snakes. But the poison from the snakes counteracted the poison from the Kalakuta poison, and Bhima woke up and killed the snakes. Such is destiny. Later, of course, the servants of Varuna took Bhima to see Varuna, who gave him elixirs, which made him stronger than 10,000 elephants. So the whole incident turned out to be advantageous for Bhima and for the Pandavas. So that, generally speaking, if someone gives you a birthday cake and puts Kalakuta poison in it, it's not considered a very auspicious time of your life. As a matter of fact, one may wonder why such a great devotee be put into such a dangerous position. And that wasn't the end. The whole existence of the Pandavas was full of problems. Vishan Mahagne, they were put into a house made of flammable material, and Duryodhana tried to kill the family of the Pandavas by setting it on fire. They escaped through an underground tunnel by the mercy of Vidura, and to greet them was not a kirtan party, but a man-eating rakshasa, telling them they just came in time for supper, his supper, and they were on the menu. Bhima, of course, killed the man-eating rakshasa, met one lady, her name was Hindimbi, who presented herself as a very beautiful girl. They gave birth to Godachak. Godachak. So everything turned out to be, in one sense, auspicious. Godachak, his death later on, saved Arjuna. And Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanat Asada Sabha. Draupadi was insulted, tried to be disrobed in the midst of a assembly of elderly warriors, etc., etc. They were fighting on the battlefield against great soldiers, great generals. They were throwing brahmastras, nuclear weapons at them. The battle was over, seemingly, and Ashvatthama tried to kill them all and tried to kill Parikshit, who was in the womb of Uttara. So a life full of problems. So did Queen Kunti say, wait a second. We've been chanting our rounds every day. We followed all the principles. We came to the classes. We did our service. And all you're doing is giving us trouble. What's wrong? You know, don't you know who we are? Maybe we've been worshiping the wrong God. Shiva's devotees don't seem to get into much problems as we do. But as we know, Queen Kunti prayed, Vipadak Shantu Takshasvat Tatra Tatra Dagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Nyasyad Apuna Bhavadarshana. That she wasn't praying for relief. You know, I've had enough. When is this quarantine going to end? I'm getting nervous. Why are you doing this? Why are you torturing us like this? But she said, I wish that we can see these calamities again and again. Because by seeing you again and again, we'll no longer be seeing rebirth and death. Because whenever there's calamities, we rely upon you, and therefore you come and help us. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and the story when Gop Kumara is visiting the Pandavas, he finds Yudhisthira and the Pandavas, they're making plans to create some artificial problem in their kingdom. This is after the Battle of Kurukshetra. Because if they can convince Krishna that they're in danger, they're being threatened, then Krishna will come to save them. And then they'll get Krishna's association. So they're trying to figure out what kind of problem we can create so that Krishna will come and save us. Generally, people are looking to avoid problems, and they're praying to Krishna, please take my problems away. We don't really care if you come or not. We care that we want the problems to go away. But people are praying, let me, give me a house, give me a wife, give me a color TV, Om Jai Jagadisha Hari. They're praying for some kind of material benedictions. Ashabad, please benedict me. May I live forever and have 10 million wives, like Chitraketu. He's my Mahajan. No, she prayed, Janmaishvara Shruta Shivira Edamanak Madakpaman Naivahat Devadatum Vai Twam Akinchana Gochara. That these benedictions that most people are anxious for, to have a high birth, or a prestigious, born in a prestigious country with social welfare, Aishvarya, having material wealth, money in the bank, having a material education, being able to prove that black is actually white and white is actually black, and Shribi, having material influence and beauty, being able to attract people and control them. So these are the opulences that everyone wants in the material world, but they make one the conditioned soul who's striving to get these opulences, he's already intoxicated because of this bodily identification. We're already intoxicated thinking that we're this body, we're under an illusion, we're in forgetfulness of our real selves, we don't have the intelligence how to actually help ourselves or anyone else. But when we become absorbed and anxious to get more and more material benedictions, then the result is we're not only intoxicated, but we become mad. Person's intoxicated, but when he takes even more intoxication, then he becomes crazy. And a crazy person, an intoxicated person, can't chant the holy name with any kind of feeling. And because he can't chant with feeling, therefore he can't understand what his relation with Krishna is. He remains fixed in the material conception of life and has to suffer birth after birth. So, without understanding our dependency upon Krishna, therefore we misunderstand, and instead of actually taking shelter of Krishna, his internal energy, the external energy takes charge of us, and we become more and more forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna and suffer more and more as the material nature gives us more and more suffering due to our loss of intelligence and forgetfulness of Krishna. And life after life, one is sent to different species of life simply chewing the chewed, punak punas charvita charvananam, believing that this time it's going to be different. But it's always the same. But due to the influence of illusion, one actually believes it's going to be different. Therefore, Hiranyakashipu is telling his relatives, well, wake up, try to understand that this is the nature of the material energy. Janma mriti jaravyadi dukkha dosha nudarshanam. Everyone who comes here grows old, becomes diseased, and they die. But then they take birth again. There's no exception. And Hiranyaksha got killed. Someone mugged him on the way home. he wound up dead. But that's all right. Whether you die today, you die tomorrow, death is assured. There's nothing sure as death. So, but Hiranyaksha still exists, because for the soul there's neither birth nor death. And therefore there's nothing to lament about. Undoubtedly, because Hiranyaksha was a pious soul, he got a better existence in his next lifetime. He's probably born into a family of kings or something like that. Besides that, him and me were together, we're like this, you know. I'm sure we're going to be together soon, too. I kind of remember him some, we were guards somewhere, I can't remember. We were together there eternally, so no problem. It's going to be all right. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? We should present Adi Purusharu an honorary microphone.
Made of marzipan.
Yes.
Yes. Sometimes I wonder between these births, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, and then Ravana, Kumbhakarna, where did they wait? Or what was their condition?
Well, Krishna gave them a waiting room. just wait here for a little while. It's soon. Well, they were killed by Krishna. So, what happened to them? I never saw anywhere where it said, so anything I'd said would just be a speculation. But in any case, for them, a few million years is not a very long time. They got knocked out, we can say, and they woke up.
Good knockout. Serious knockout.
Some millions of years later, they woke up. Hey, what happened? There's this guy who came along, he had these claws. He broke out of this pillow. I don't know. Now I'm here. What's happening? Yes.
Sometimes I heard that the 100 sons of Dhritarashtra were not all as bad as Duryodhana. Apparently, they were not as eager to do the disrobing or some other nasty things.
It's hard to compete with Duryodhana.
And it was mostly because of Duryodhana's bad association that they were so bad.
Yeah, well, we know that one of them joined the Pandavas in the war. You don't know that? It's the first first...
Vikarna?
What's that?
Vikarna.
Vikarna, yeah. This is... Atra Surya Maheshvasya Bhimarjuna Samayudhi Yuyudana Viratascha Drupadascha Maharata. So in this army there are many heroic bowmen equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna, great fighters like Yuyudana, Virata, and Draupada. So, actually that's not the project. But anyhow, one of them, when Yudhisthira, what was his name?
Vikarna?
Vikarna. So when Yudhisthira announced that before the battlefield that anyone who would like to join our party, our warriors, our army, they can come over. So Vikarna came over. He joined, fought on behalf of the Pandavas. Didn't survive, but he certainly was more auspicious fighting on behalf of Pandavas and Krishna than Duryodhana. Yes.
So, it's connected with Adi Purusha Prabhu's first question. What are all the living entities doing when they are submerged into the body of Mahavishnu? For there's so much time, and when they are awake and they are doing their karmas, but then when they are sleeping, what is their activity or what
there is no activity. They're in deep sleep.
So that seems like a waste of time, or you forget everything.
What you think you everything else is not a waste of time?
So they just sleep and then continue from
deep
where
sleep.
They stop.
Not just sleep, but they're in deep sleep.
But it seems when it's back, it seems that it was just a moment.
Yeah, that's right, because it is only a moment. We think we're living for a long time, but we're not even living for a moment. The exhalation of Mahavishnu is the whole. We're manifested during his exhalation, and during his inhalation, we're annihilated. It doesn't take him very long to inhale and exhale. Yeah. Yutsava. Yutsa? Yutsa. Okay. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.